Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who've heard this show before. I'm glad you're still with me. First-time listeners, I'm particularly glad you've tuned in. I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to another new episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. I'm glad you could join me for episode 044, recorded on June 20th, 2011. How are you doing? I hope your playing has been strong, your technique is ever evolving toward excellence, and that you are making time in your schedule to play often if music is your avocation. I am sorry that I have been MIA for a while. Here's what happened. You listeners who've been with me since the beginning, almost a year now, know that my current 21-inch iMac came from a rather beneficent parent of one of my students. It was given to me because I always tell the people I know who use and have Macs that if they ever have a Mac that they're going to dispose of because the hard drive is bad, please to let me take it off their hands. Well, some time passed after I mentioned this to this family, and the dad called me and said he had an iMac that his son had, that's the sibling of my student, and it shut down and was dead. And he said he didn't even know if replacing the drive would be worth it, and that the Mac was a few years old. Well, considering I still had a bullet iMac that had had its drive replaced and was functioning, but it was at the point where it was functioning like it wanted to be left alone in a corner to die, I told him I'd take the iMac. When we got it home, I turned it on, and it went on. That was the first surprise. And it seemed to behave fine after we cleaned it out, repaired permissions, and you know, did all those things to make your Mac run zippily, especially if a kid who was into gaming and file sharing and all that stuff had had it before you. Well, from time to time, it did shut down without any particular or regular trigger. So 2 weeks ago, we decided it was getting a little too erratic to not address the issue, because sometimes I would be in the middle of a podcast and it shut down, or updating the website and it would shut down. I mean, it was a no big issue if it happened while I was doing email or browsing the web, but you know, if it had to do with business, it began to be a little bit of a nuisance and just not predictable and reliable enough. So we decided to take it to the Apple store, but not before the E-man did a little bit of research online, and he determined that it sounded like something called sudden shutdown syndrome. The Apple store genius we saw said that sudden shutdown syndrome is usually either from a power supply issue, which makes perfect sense, and that's actually what the E-man thought it was probably going to turn out to be, or a logic board issue. The former, power supply, costs about $120, and the latter, the logic board, over $400. The Apple Store bench tested it and determined that it was power supply. Yay! Then they were so kind as to even drop the service charge part of the job, so the charge turned out to be $69. Super yay! Before we left the iMac to have them bench tested, they said they would also bump my OS, which I think was Tiger, it was 10.5.8, the highest 10.5 there was, to Snow Leopard for a $29 fee, which they did for us, and they even waived that charge. So great, so far, wonderful, wonderful, terrific. Because the computer was given to me and its previous user was a tween boy with a taste for bizarre things, rather than just installing the new OS, I had them wipe the hard drive and do a totally clean install of Snow Leopard. Still wonderful. I didn't have to fool around with it. Great. I had backed everything up onto an external drive before the iMac went into the shop, so you know, retrieving my data and having it was absolutely no issue at all. But We brought it home, and I began transferring files and reinstalling software, and I encountered a major glitch. My version of Dreamweaver, which is several versions and years old, and my version of Photoshop Elements, ditto, were not compatible with the new OS. Not wonderful anymore. There was no way I was going to go back to one version lower software. I wasn't going to go back to the old OS. That was never even, well, I did momentarily consider it, but we both, the E-man and I both thought it was really madness. So I price compared a few different reliable versions, reliable vendors for CS 5.5 Dreamweaver and for Photoshop Elements 9. And I ordered them. Delightful, but to the, pardon the expression, tune of a $400 expense. Yay. This is not the time of year I want to spend $400 on software. Doesn't Apple know that? Okay. Well, I've spent some time this past weekend getting acquainted with the new workspace environments and icons and features and on in both programs. And I have to say, that's the one thing I don't like about upgrading is that, well, especially after several versions, is, you know, I'm looking for the edit newer local drop-down in Dreamweaver, and now I find, you know, it's a right-click. So all this stuff that you have to get over having done it for a few years one exact particular way and having a particular recognition of an icon looking an exact particular way. I mean, I'm very, very adaptable. I think all musicians learn software just the way they learn to play an instrument, and it's a very quick process. It's just one I don't really want to go through most of the time. So anyway, I would say after working with them over the weekend, because they just arrived Saturday, I guess, I would call myself adequately proficient, but I need to work with both of them more to feel like I have mastered them and to zip around them the way I was zipping around previously. The learning curve is going to be very quick, but I didn't really want to spend my Saturday that way and most of yesterday. So why this big story? What does it have to do with my not being able to podcast last week? Well, the iMac was in the shop until the weekend. I would have been able to create the RSS feeds of the show and the show notes, but then I would have not been able to post the podcast to the website, or if I have any art in this podcast, I don't know if I'm even going to have any in the show notes. I wasn't going to be able to alter that with any proficiency. So it was all really beyond my control. Although I had the computer back by Monday this past week, I didn't have my software, so I just couldn't go ahead with it. Those of you who follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique, saw those posts, and I hope you weren't too surprised that the podcast was missing last week. But now, everything is back to normal, only better. Okay, so let's see what guitar-y happened. I was sad to bid goodbye for now to my student, Carol. She's going to have to at least temporarily suspend her lessons. But her life is so complicated that for months on end, she hasn't had time to practice, but she kept sucking it up and taking her lessons. But she finally reached overload and had to discontinue for the time being. Carol, I'm going to miss you, but you know how to get in touch with me when your life calms down. I know you really wanted to learn to play for yourself, and I hope that you will desire to revisit that in the future. And I will be talking to you. I was going to call you this weekend, and things got way out of control. I'll talk to you this week and just check in and see how you're doing. I know you're under a lot of stress right now. And Danielle, Elliot, Olivia, and Talia are or will be gone for the summer by the end of this week. I have a consultation with a potentially new student, Mike, Tuesday evening. And Lanny, with whom I consulted a couple weeks ago, will be starting lessons this week. Welcome, Lanny. Last week, I went guitar shopping with my newish student, Tommy. He was borrowing an acoustic that belonged to a family member. And although he has his own electric guitar, he decided he needed an acoustic. Actually, he decided on an acoustic electric, which was a very good decision. So that's what we shopped for. He had a tight budget, and we remained under it for the guitar. Then, of course, there was the case and a humidifier and strings, etc. So he did okay price-wise. I was a little, I won't say concerned. I'll just say this occurred. I'm not even going to make a comment on this. He didn't choose the guitar I would have selected for him, which, in his price range, offered the most guitar for his dollar. But it's his decision, and he's going to live with it and play it, so he loved the guitar he bought, so I didn't insist on him choosing something else. I didn't have him play anything I wouldn't have been content with him taking home. I just think he got an okay deal instead of an excellent deal. I think he'll enjoy his new guitar, and I hope he'll spend a lot of time practicing. Tommy, practice. Oh, another new thing since last I podcast was that we decided to hang my guitars on a wall in the apartment, on which we have no art and no furniture. I got to tell you, I have never displayed my guitars, quote unquote, exposed and naked, not in their cases. You know, the idea occurred to me when we moved in, and then I dismissed it, and then it occurred to me again the last couple of weeks. It's been on my mind. So now the wall is a focal point, and we can desperately use the space the cases used to occupy. Now that the guitars aren't in the cases can be stored in an inaccessible area of the apartment without the guitars being inaccessible. So it's a win-win-win for us. Also, you know, we're really finally getting to the point. We've been in this apartment for, it's going to be 3 years. And I have to say, the shock of going from a huge apartment to a really, really, really small one is one that's a process. I mean, first you're staggered by the small space. Then your issue is that you moved way more stuff than you have room for, and you have to get rid of some of that. Then what you have to do is start cutting down on the clutter because, I mean, everything you bring in that's going to stay in is going to take up space. I mean, I've moved over digital magazines and really trying to get rid of stuff and not hold on to it if it's not something we need. Give it away. We, you know, offer it to philanthropic organizations, or we just throw it out. We just can't keep everything that you touch. So now I would say the apartment is beginning to sort of look like us as opposed to a generic, clinically arranged dwelling. So that's a good thing. And I have to say the guitars really, really add to that appeal. I mean, it really, it's home. When I open the door and I see my guitars hanging on the wall, I know that this is the place I live in. It's not like any other apartment in the building. So things are going well in that respect. Well, this was so long-winded of an intro, but I wanted to explain my unannounced absence last week and catch you up on a few things that were happening. In this week's episode, there are three students in the spotlight. There is a new feature called the ACME Award, and there is a first recipient of that award. How exciting! The question of the week is about my fall schedule, believe it or not. News is about the Google Les Paul Doodle, just in case you were traveling intergalactically and didn't see it. And the take note is no stranger to my summertime suggestions. Free local music. I hope you enjoy the show. It is really, 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 really good to be back. Let's move on to this week's Student Spotlight. In the warm glow of the Student Spotlight this week, there are three students, Danielle, Elliot, and Julia. You all did wonderfully. I don't ordinarily do this, but I have to single Julia out for an extra over-the-top fabulous kudo. My students know that I frequently have them work on practicing music that they have written by ear. Well, last week I asked Julia to do so with a particular song. The title is unimportant. I have asked countless students to play, write, and then practice this song by ear, always with the same result. The familiar part of the song is done either perfectly or a little imperfectly. It's a show tune that if I asked you to sing, you could, but it's about 99% likely that you would sing the familiar part and only the familiar part. That's what I would do. Well, Julia, you rocked more of that song than any other student in the history of my teaching career. Julia wrote every note of the full show tune version, and she just had a few mistakes, and they were really, really minor. Julia, you are the recipient of the first ever ACME Award of this podcast. You are the inaugural inductee. ACME Awards will go to a student, an ACME Award will go to a student deserving special individual attention for the excellence they have attained for the previous week or by achieving a particular lofty goal. Congratulations, Julia! And people say chicks can't play the guitar well. Phooey, that's such a notion. Okay, let's move on to this week's question of the week. This week's question of the week came from a student. I'm leaving for 2 months of camp this week. Can I have my same lesson day and time when I get back? Well, the answer is maybe, maybe not. You don't often find me equivocating, but there are a few variables in this question. If you're gone all summer, I can't even guarantee that you will get back in my schedule at all, never mind at, quote, your day and time. Over the summer, as my students disappear for a week or two or the whole summer, I open up my schedule to new students. My best advice is, if you want to return to guitar lessons, get in touch with me as soon as you're back and resume taking a weekly lesson. And that means, you know, if you get back 2 weeks into August or the last week of August, get back in my schedule. If I have time for you then, you can be assured that as the quote-unquote beginning of the academic year begins, you're going to have a spot. Certainly, if you're away all summer and I've taken on new students, you surely don't expect the new students to be booted out of my schedule, the students who have been taking lessons all summer, because you're back and now you want to resume. It sounds very cold-hearted, but that's just reasonable. If you are not going away for an extended period, I still may ask you to move your lesson day or time. During the summer, I try to condense my schedule, and it may require you to have your lesson on a different day or at a different time than you do from September through June. I'm just going to ask my students who are sticking around to be flexible like that. I'm sure there are music instructors all over who are telling their students the same things I've just mentioned. As close as we get to our students, and in my case, some relationships with students last decades, past the time when they've studied with me, potentially a lifetime. However, this is still a business. For me, it's the business of education, but it's still a business. So don't overreact if your instructor has replied the way I did to the student who posed this inquiry. I hope they'll be back in my schedule at the beginning of the quote-unquote school year, but I can't guarantee it. I can guarantee it for students who are taking lessons during the majority of the summer and are only going on a 1 or 2 week vacation. So please understand that this is an economic issue as well as a personal issue. And if you've gone the whole summer and you intend to get back, get your chops back. I hope you're playing over the summer wherever you are. I'm not even going to go there. But whether you've practiced or not over the summer and you want to take lessons, call me as soon as you get back. That's the best chance you have of resuming your lessons, and we can work out about quote-unquote your day and time at that time. So call me as soon as you're back to get into my schedule, especially if you're back before Labor Day. That's when my schedule for the impending academic year is created, that Labor Day weekend. Sometimes it extends another week or so to kind of jimmy people geographically and trying to suit all of our schedules. Have a good summer, practice, and take care of your fingers, hands, arms, shoulders, back, and all of the rest of you until I see you again. Thanks for the question, and I'm sorry I couldn't give you the answer you really wanted to hear. Now, let's move on to this week's news. This week's news has to be about the Les Paul Google Doodle. Now, I know that may sound Chinese to you, but if you're somehow not a web-savvy person or if you only do your searches on Bing, but following the popularity of Google's June 9th interactive guitar doodle, the software company has announced that the homage to Les Paul will have its own permanent web page, and I will put the link to that in the show notes just in case you missed it and weren't online at all on June 9th or for the whole ensuing few days. In case you're not so familiar, Google Doodles are pictures that are displayed instead of the Google logo, and they are regularly uploaded by the company to the Google homepage for a 24-hour period, usually in honor of historical events. It could be other things, but that's been the primary trigger. Well, on June 9th, the software company uploaded a doodle of a guitar, well, it doesn't really look like a guitar, to mark what would have been the musician and inventor Les Paul's 96th birthday. The doodle was both playable and recordable, and internet users quickly began sharing their musical creations via Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and other social networking sites. I read an article that I can't quote exactly, but it was the dollar volume of business and commerce lost that day because so many employees that have to use the internet were playing around with the Les Paul Google Doodle instead of doing work. So, you know, hey, if you work and there's a cool doodle, do it at home. Don't steal your employer's money by playing around with it at work. I mean, you know, let's be up and up here. The logo, the Google Les Paul logo doodle, was so popular that the company initially decided to keep it online for an extra 24 hours in the United States after June 9th. However, such was the demand for the doodle that now it has its own permanent web page. Internet users can create, record, and share their tunes using the Google Guitar Doodle at the site I'm going to link to in the show notes. Anyway, it was just wonderful. Everyone I saw that day asked me if I had seen it. And the truth is, because my computer was in the shop, I hadn't been online. But when I got home, I went on my husband's PC, not a Mac. I avoid that whenever possible, and I played around with it. I have to say it was just delightful. You can make some pretty good music with that doodle, too. They did quite a good job. Now let's move along to the Take Note segment. My topic this week is one that I try to bring up to students around this time every year. It's officially summer tomorrow. Almost regardless of where you reside, there will be free or nearly free music nearby. Some of it will be at fairs and festivals. Other venues will be parks and beaches. Take advantage of the plethora of musical offerings between now and summer's end. I can see through cyberspace that some of you are wrinkling your noses at what bands or artists will be offered and will be offering free music. I know. Tribute bands instead of current bands, genres that are not your first choice, unpredictable seating and conditions, and on and on. Hey, it's summer. Relax. Take in some music. Live music is definitely, definitely worth doing. Cross genre lines and drop the whole "you think that what you like and only what you like is cool" attitude. Cool is in the ear of the beholder, first of all. Believe it or not, there are musicians who don't like what you like, and they never will, and they're probably better musicians than you are. It doesn't mean that they're jerks or wrong, nor does it mean that you're a jerk or wrong. With my guitar students, I insist that the classical players learn some jazz and the rock players learn some classical and that the jazz players do rock and classical and so on and so on. It's so important not to confine your musical experience to one or two genres, especially if you're a developing musician and are still learning to play. That it's a very, very big mistake to say, I want to be a rhythm guitar player and only be taught, quote-unquote, rhythm guitar. I don't even do that. One of my current students wants to play rhythm, and, you know, he didn't even learn one chord yet from me. It's just not happening. That's not a well-rounded player. You begin to learn the instrument, and it's kind of like going to medical school before you go to learn a specialty. It's really important. So don't limit what you take in. You know, everything you listen to is going to bring something more to the table in the genre you like to play. I'm going to link to one website for some free summer concerts in New Jersey. I know of a certainty that there are a lot more concerts around than what's listed here. Just about every town or county has tons of summer concerts. It would be a shame to miss them. Go online, do a search, check out where in your town or area there's a recreation department activity bulletin board or sign that says, you know, movie in the park on Saturday or whatever kind of activities you've got, and see what kind of free music there is in the offering. So plan to attend some concerts this summer. It would be great for you. It's surely not worth watching TV or fooling around with a video game rather than listening to someone play music live. It's an experience that even a Bose Wave radio or Wave audio system cannot approximate. There's something chemical that goes on when you're witnessing and taking in live performed music as opposed to even a recording of live music. It's just not the same. So don't miss some music this summer. And definitely attend concerts of genres that are not the only one that you play. And you shouldn't play just one genre. That wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 044. Let's move over to the outro. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's show. I'm planning to be here and recording, barring a heretofore unplanned vacation or my terminally ill friend declining even more, all summer with the exception of July 4th and September 5th. Congrats to Danielle, Elliot, and Julia for excelling over the past 2 weeks. Julia, congratulations for the new feature on this podcast called the Acme Award. You are the charter inductee, and the Acme Award will be awarded to at whatever frequency it is deserved. It is not for quote-unquote ordinary excellence. After all, that's the least that I expect from my students, but rather for an exceptional accomplishment. Julia, you rock and literally made my week. Have a great summer, Carol, Danielle, Elliot, and Olivia. Call me or whoever your instructor is as soon as you return from the summer-long break from your lessons if you'd like to have any space in my or their schedule. Your spot can't be guaranteed if you have taken the entire summer off. New students join the schedule during this time. So call me for sure if you want to get back in my schedule. If you haven't had some fun with the Google Les Paul Doodle, check it out for a stimulating diversion. Just don't do it on your boss's time. Get out and hear some live music in different venues and genres than usual this summer. It's part of the season. Don't miss out. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for this episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, GuitarTechniqueTutor.com, and you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please take note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me with your questions for the question of the week. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique, or you can join the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com Facebook page. Links to both are on the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com homepage and podcast page. You'll also find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways, as well as to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montvale, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddlebrook, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. Calling is best, and my phone number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time.